389 at the bottom. Tzadik Tess on top. I know where your Tanya is. It's around somewhere. Okay, Perikud. So in the middle of discussing Tshuva Ilah, the higher level of Tshuva, which is not, like we learned last time, for sins. It's not for sins. It's a returning in the level of being understanding of Elokus, meaning as great as you are, you have to become even closer to Hashem. Okay? So he says, this is a few lines we learned already. Hine Tshuva Ilah Zu, this is the higher level of Tshuva. Of his Dapkus Rucha Berucha, of clinging your soul with Hashem's soul, Hashem's spirit with our spirit. How? Aide Teiro Gemilas Chasodim. By Teiro and acts of mitzvahs, basically good deeds. He begins Hamshacha Momaila Lamata, is bringing down godliness down here, meaning like this. How do you, need another Tanya, there's more Tanya than that. Okay. You know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know that expression? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Yes, but these are born in America. Where are these people born?
I would think Patya would know that.
It's American.
It's as American as apple pie.
Yeah. I know that.
Okay, apple. Okay, when you imitate somebody, that means you're basically flattering them. That means it's important to you, so to speak. It says, like, it's off for a second. Chassidim, there's what's called a pnimi and a chitzin in people serving Hashem. A pnimi is a guy that does it for himself. You know, chitzin is a guy that does it for the show.
Yeah.
You know, you're basically, you're not there, you're just doing it for the show. But inside, you're not there. Pnimi is a guy that really means it. He doesn't want people to know. And, you know, so it says in the Babish, he used to hate a chitzin because it's all bluff, it's all fake. It's a fake person. No, there's no MS. You know, the real thing is MS. But they said there was one good thing about a chitzin. There was one good thing about this fake person. And that is the expression Chassidim used to use, by MS tired of the farb. I mean, by him, the ink is precious, the dye is precious. The fact that he's faking it means it's really precious to him, and that's why he wants to fake it. If it wouldn't mean anything to him, why is he faking it? Right, so the look at the good side of it is, he's not there yet, he doesn't want to be there maybe, but the fact that he fakes it means that it's... Okay, now, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Uladavka Boy, to cling to Hashem. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to follow the way of Hashem. So the Gemara asks, how can you follow Hashem? Hashem is a burning fire, Hashem is God. I mean, how do you cling to Hashem when it's impossible? So the Gemara says, he dovik b'midayisav. The Gemara is the Gemara. The Gemara says you cling to Hashem's midas. Like the Gemara says, Hashem is merciful, you'll be merciful. Hashem visits the sick, you visit the sick. Hashem comforted over there after Avram died, you comforted. You know, all the whatever Hashem does. When a person emulates God, that's the way you connect to Him. How do we connect to Hashem? So when we learn Torah, when you learn Torah, Torah is synonymous with Hashem. Torah and Hashem is one. Torah and Isaac and Shabbirch, it's all one. When a person learns Torah, what actually happens, like we learned before, you're taking Hashem's wisdom, which is one with Hashem, and you're bringing it into your brain. You're bringing it down into your brain. It becomes one with you in your brain. The unity of Seichel, like the Alter Rebbe says in Perikei of Tanya, is a phenomenal unity that doesn't exist in Gashmias. In the physical world, if the water is in the bottle cannot be in the water. Right? It's either the water is in the bottle or the bottle is in the water. So yes, the water and the bottle are united, but it's a one-way unity. The water is in the bottle is not in the water. The Alter Rebbe explains in Perikei of Tanya that the exception of this is Seichel. Intellect. No matter what the seichel is, okay? If I learn science, okay, so then science is in my head. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is, while I'm involved in science, Once my mind is delving into the science, I cannot learn anything else at the same time. Why? Because my mind is in the science. Which is interesting. The science is in your head. And your head is in the science. That's why you can't learn something else at the same time. So it's a tremendous unity from both sides. It's not the water in the bottle. The bottle's not in the water. Here, the science, the knowledge is in your head. And your head is in the knowledge. You can't do two things at the same time. So why now when you're learning about Torah, you're learning Torah, which is Hashem's wisdom. So when a Jew learns Torah, that I've explained before, that his mind is in God, and God is in his mind, and that's the tremendous unity of Torah coming down to the person's mind. So when a person learns Torah, they're actually becoming one with Hashem. But how are they doing it? They're bringing Hashem down, the Torah knowledge, into their brain. Tefillah, for instance, on the other hand, is a refinement of the person's body and the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, davening is called Avodas HaTefillah. You have Limud HaTorah, learning Torah, or Esek HaTorah, and then you have Avodas HaTefillah. Well, why is it called Aveda? Because in Shema it says, "Ulavdei b'chol levavchem," to serve Hashem, Eved, right? Serve Hashem with all your heart. The Gemara says, "What's Aveda shebelev? What's the Aveda of the heart? That's davening, because it's coming from the heart." But Chassidus explains that the word Eved, what the pasuk says, "Aveda satfila," means the work of tefillah, the service of tefillah. Eved. That root is the word ma'abed, which means tanning hide. Right? Aveda satfila, Chassidus explains, is the tanning of the thick, what's the concept of tanning a hide? You kill an animal, you shecht an animal. The hide of the animal is coarse, full of junk, it's rough. You can't make parchment out of it, you can't make shoes out of it, you can't make clothing out of it, you can't use it. So what do you have to do? You have to take and refine it. What's the amloch of tanning hide? Tanning hide is refining the hide to make it from a coarse, terrible thing into some useless thing into something useful. Mm-hmm. What's davening? Davening, by the way, is not bringing God down. That's Torah. Mm. Torah is bringing God down to us. Tefillah, on the other hand, is us elevating to Hashem. Refining ourselves, becoming better, so we are becoming closer to Hashem. We're less coarse, less mundane, less whatever.
I understand how does
tefillah define us? Oh, no, just reading the words ain't going to do anything. What Chassidim used to daven for hours with meditation, that's avoid that tefillah is avoid. An avid, right? He used to daven long, but it wasn't stam davening long, he fell asleep between the words. We worked on the nefesh habamis in the guf to refine it. That's what the aved of davening really is. That's momata lomayla. And then you have mitzvahs. By the way, these are the three pillars: Torah, avoda, gemilas chasodim. Right? Torah is bringing God down. Davening is kabbonis, elevating the sacrifice to God. And now davening is instead of kabbonis. And then mitzvahs is a combination of both. And therefore, what happened by matan Torah, it's coming up matan Torah. Matan Torah is Hashem came down, and Moshe went up. That's Torah, Tefillah, the whole concept of the three pillars that the world exists on. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, how do you cling to Hashem? He says, Shuvi Ilah, the Alter Rebbe said before, is the concept of clinging, connecting spirit to spirit. So how do you connect, how do we connect to Hashem? So he says, when you learn Torah, like he says, okay, that the word of Hashem mamish is in our mouth. Like at the pasuk says, Hashem says, I'm going to put my words in your mouth. That means God coming down. And then the right hand of Hashem hugs us. Begemilas chasadim of chesed, raya yamina chesed, which is the right hand of Hashem. So when we do a mitzvah like tzedakah, so then Hashem's right hand hugs us, which is again, the unity of a hug means you become one with the person you're hugging. Aval Adam Atachdun, but the person down here, Tzarech Leilech, Mi Madrega Le Madrega, has to go from level to level. Mi Mata Le Maila, from lower to higher. That's the level of Tshuva Ila. Again, what is Tshuva? Tshuva is not God coming down. Tshuva is us returning to Hashem. Us returning to Hashem means we're elevating ourselves. V'izdapkes rucha berucha, and clinging spirit to spirit, v'kavanus alev b'tfila, u'befrat b'krishma b'chisa. That's the level of tfila. So the Rebbe writes, the real way of becoming connected to Hashem is through tfila. Because then we're refining ourselves. Because you can have like this. A person can learn Torah and become completely egotistic because of it. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm scholar, they're brilliant. So then you're not getting closer to Hashem. Then you're learning Lahavdil, you're learning Torah like you would learn science and math, and there's a brilliant book called Torah, and that's what you're learning. But that's not what Torah is all about. What Torah is really all about, that a person connects himself and becomes non-existent through learning Torah. And Torah could be dangerous. Therefore you have, Torah could be Samachai. The Gemara says, Torah is poison. You have poison. Sam. Zacha, if you merit, Torah becomes the poison of life. Lai Zacha, you don't merit, meaning you learn Torah the wrong way, it becomes poison. In simple English, medicine is poison. Yes? You know anything about medicine? Medicine is poison. That's why if you overdose, God forbid, you die. Medicine is poison. If it's taken the right way, if it's prescribed and taken the right way, it lives, you live. And God forbid, you take it the wrong way, then it becomes poison that can kill you. That's what Torah is. Torah, the Gemara says, Zacha, if you merit, meaning you learn Torah the right way, it becomes the medicine of life. And if God forbid not, it could become poison. Hmm. So you have to be very careful with Torah. That's why the halacha is you're not allowed to learn before davening. Because in order for the davening to be proper, the learning to be proper learning with humility and bittul and nois and haftorah, realizing it's God's Torah, that's only through the refinement of tefillah. When you refine yourself in davening, then you realize it's God's Torah. And if it's God's Torah, the miracle is that we understand anything. Because how could we understand infinite wisdom of Hashem? So the fact that we think we understand anything we understand is actually a miracle. Because the reality is, whatever we don't understand, whatever we understand is not understood anyway.
So you shouldn't learn Chassidus until after you...
No. Chassidus is a preparation for davening.
Okay. You're saying Torah.
Yeah, the Gemara... No. Chassidus is Torah also.
Yeah.
There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that before a person's davening, before they daven,
right,
you have to meditate into Godless Okel v'shiflus Adam. You have to meditate into the greatness of Hashem and the lowness of man.
Right.
That's what Chassidus is all about.
Right.
So Chassidus is actually a preparation for davening. And therefore you're supposed to learn Chassidus before davening. We're talking about learning Gemara and the revealed parts of Torah, that you're not, unless there's a set minyan. There's leniencies in it. But halachically, you have to go first daven, and then you go learn, and then you go take on the world. So then you have kedei leimer v'yahafta, that the person say v'yahafta says shemalakecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all your soul and all your heart, be'em islamiti, truthfully. Meaning, by meditating into the greatness of Hashem, and the way Al-Tareb explains through Al-Tanya and Al-Tzidus, the meditation into the greatness of Hashem is, in simple English, the whole universe, as vast as it is, with all the new discoveries and everything, which is limited, by the way, is made with one word from Hashem's mouth. B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. Or like we read in this week's Pirkei Avos, Asara my modest nivra, and the world was created with 10 utterances. But my merach, Yochai Lubar, Hashem could have done it with one. Yeah? So now, take the whole universe, and this is the meditation that a normal person can just think about and get awed by it, so to speak. The whole universe, you know, the universe, the vastness of the universe, forget Earth, the universe, yeah, is one word from Hashem's mouth. One word of a person compared to the power of speech, the Koyach HaDibur, is infinite. The ability to speak, the power of speech, is infinite. Like we learned many times, the only reason why it's not is because we live 120 years. 120 years is X amount of seconds. It takes a second to say a word, let's say. So realistically, you can only say X amount of words. But the Koyach HaDibur, the power of speech that a person has, is infinite. So you take like this, the whole universe compared, came from one word of God's mouth. Now, compare that one word to the power of speech of Hashem. Nothing. Above speech is thought. So compare this one word to the power of thought. Above thought is the seven midas. Above that is seichel. Above that is willpower. Above that. So if you keep meditating, how this whole universe is nothing, should be nothing, should be nothing, should be nothing, compared to Hashem, so then Hashem's awesomeness is so great that you're going to love Him and fear Him. You're going to love Him and fear Him. And then the Jew realizes, by the way, by doing one tiny little mitzvah, they connect to that essence of God. Mitzvah tzatzah v'chibur, you connect to the essence. So now a person is going to evaluate. Should I do a mitzvah or enjoy life? So he said, the mitzvah connects you to this essence of Hashem, which is the essence of Hashem, and this enjoyment of life is one out of infinite, of infinite, of infinite, of infinite. So that meditation, when you keep banging it into your head, you know, day after day after day after day, so the person eventually comes to be ohavta. You're going to love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. And therefore, that's how the Alter Rebbe explains, because the Maggid asks the famous question, I can command you to do, I can't command you to love. You can't command somebody a feeling. I can command you an action. Like we've said many times, the typical example that you used to give is, I can tell you eat broccoli even though you hate it. I can tell you, I can tell you don't eat chazah even though you love it. I can tell you eat matzah even though you hate it. I could command you an action. But if I don't like it, what am I supposed to do? When I say, yeah, I like it, and lie. So the Maggid asks, how is it mitzvah, the ahavta, Hashem alekecha? Same question we have to lecha kamecha, the same thing on fear. So the Maggid asks the question, how can Hashem command us to love? You can't command somebody on, I don't love him. What do you want me to do? Say I do, it's a lie. So how can Hashem command me to love? So the Maggid answers, and Altra brings this on all over Chassidus. Now the Maggid answered, the mitzvah is not v'ohavta. The mitzvah is to meditate into the greatness of Hashem. That every person could do. You could sit down and meditate into the greatness of Hashem. Then the Maggid says, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you meditate into Hashem Echad, the way Hashem is only the only existence, the Maggid says v'ohavta has another meaning to it. V'ohavta means you will love. V'ohavta doesn't only mean you should love. In Hebrew, the word v'ohavta is future tense. You will love. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do those things. The mitzvah is not to love Hashem, because I can't command you to love. I don't love him, I don't love. Right? But the mitzvah is to do those things that bring you to love. And then the Alter Rebbe says, the Maggid says, when you say Shema Yisrael, which is the culmination, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'ohavta, the Maggid says, then you will love God, and like he says, b'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha b'hem islamiti. Then you'll really come to love Hashem. V'chein v'oyu advonim v'eila v'dibarta b'am li'ezdvar Hashem b'fiv b'emes, that the word of Hashem should be in your mouth with emes, v'ein emes ala teira, emes is teira. Then it's emesis teira. V'chein l'kayim kol ha-mitzvahs, also to keep all mitzvahs. Like it says, asher kidshanu b'mitzvahisov, that Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs. Right? We always make the bracha, Asher Kedushanu mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe says, what's the definition of Kedusha? Kedusha is like, Arei at mekudeshesli. You are consecrated to me. What does mekudeshes mean? What does the word Kaddish mean? We learned many times. It means separation. Mm. Kedusha, holiness, is not necessarily the definition of the word Kedusha. Because a prostitute in Chumash is also called Kedesha. In a number of places, by Talmud and later on, they see a Kedesha. There's many places in Torah that a harlot, the prostitute, is called Kedesha. It's the same word, Kedusha.
Interesting.
How can you call... How can you have the same letters of Kedusha is a prostitute is called Kedesha? It's the same letters. So it's explained. I mean, even the simple meaning is Kedusha means separated. Hmm. Separated. That's what the word means. You have separate, you have the norm. Like the Basi Lugani says, there's shtus above normal, foolishness above normal, there's foolishness below normal. Kaddish means Kaddish moved, it's separated. You can be separated above normal, which is Kedusha, what we call Kedusha. Mm-hmm. And then you can be separated below normal, which is the concept of Kedesha and all that. But what does Mekudeshes mean? You are separate. When a guy says to a woman, I don't have Mekudeshes mean. Yeah? What does it mean? You're holy to me? It doesn't mean you're holy to me. What it means is you are separated from the rest of the world for me. Harei at mekudeshes, you are separated, kodesh shemuvda, separated from the rest of the world, leave for me. That means you're mine, you're nobody else's. So he says, that's when a Jew has kedusha, Hashem is saying to us, harei at mekudeshes, we're all his. And that's the kedush elyon, the highest level of kedusha, which is lashim prishes vahavdala, which means separation and being apart. She'ena yochel establish at such a level of holiness that it doesn't come into the worlds. It can come into the worlds. It's too great for this level to come into the worlds. Yishum kula kamei kule choshev, because all of it is considered nothing. It's only saving kulam. Meaning this, when a person does a mitzvah, they actually reach a level of kedusha that's too great from normally being permeating in the world. The definition of holy means it's removed from the world. Mm-hmm. That means when you say something is holy, the sefer is holy. Yeah? What do you mean the sefer is holy? It's removed from the rest of the world. There's a level of godliness that's revealed in the sefer, which is holy, that doesn't exist anywhere in the world. Unless it's another mitzvah. I'm saying in the normal world of worlds, it's removed because it's connected to the infinite level of Hashem, not the level of Hashem which is limited that deals directly with the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why Kedusha means it's removed from the world because it's connected to a level of godliness that's not permeating the world in a limited form. It's the infinite level of Hashem which is above world. And that's what happens. The Jew does a mitzvah. So they learn Torah, they got God in their brain. They do a mitzvah, they're becoming removed from the world and they're separating from Hashem. That's the concept of Tshuva Ilah. What is Tshuva Ilah? The ultimate connection higher and higher with Hashem. And you do a mitzvah 1 week, you have to do it another week. You do it every day, you have to do it another day. Because then the Jew keeps going higher and higher, and that's the level of Tshuva Ilah. It has nothing to do with sins. The lower level of tshuva, you sin, you have to do tshuva. This is a higher level of tshuva, it has nothing to do with sins. All it is, as great as you are, you have to become greater and closer to Hashem. How do you do that? Torah and tefillah and mitzvahs, this is the way tshuva ilah. And therefore, because you have to serve Hashem with simcha, if there's Hashem with simcha, you need to serve Hashem with simcha, tshuva ilah is a level of simcha. Because what is it? It's the binding and connecting to Hashem in the infinite level of God, right? That is above and beyond the world. And therefore...
It's simcha because they're connected to Hashem.
Yeah. Yeah. What does simcha mean? Breaking barriers. Simcha prayer together. Mm-hmm. Correct? Simcha breaks barriers. So when you serve Hashem and you break your barriers, that's synonymous with the concept of simcha, to break barriers. You go out of your limitations.
It's not the breaking of the barriers, it's the simcha. Because you have simcha, that simcha breaks the barriers.
Doing a mitzvah connects us to higher than the barriers. So you need simcha when you do the mitzvah to break the barrier. Why do you have to serve Hashem with simcha? If you do it without simcha, you're not doing a mitzvah.
Wow.
Okay, so why do you have to do it with Hashem with simcha? And now that tachas Hashem avadetz Hashem alakach, all the curses come because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. Why? The pasuk doesn't say you didn't serve Hashem. He says, you're not serving Hashem, Meirav Kol, from the same way you have simcha for worldly things. That's the way that Arizal defines it. Well, why do you need simcha? Because mitzvah is connecting you to the infinite level of Hashem, which is higher than the barriers of limitation. So in order to reach that, you need to do it with simcha, because then you're breaking your barrier, and then you're able to reach that breaking barrier level much better. That's why simcha is very important in observance of mitzvahs. And he says, "V'gam acher atzvila otzlit." Even after davening, we say, "Alecha Hashem nafshi esa." I lift up my soul to Hashem. Okay, what does it mean? Lizdapkas rucha barucha kol hayom, to connect Hashem an entire day. Not only doing mitzvahs and business, eating, sleeping, whatever it is, connecting to this. It's a very high.